So how did you get to be guest speaking at the Murray State Millennials in the Workplace Workshop?
It's a good question. About in July of this past year, July of 2017, I was invited by the Murray State University's Count and Gown program to offer a 30-minute overview on the topic. I did that and they received a lot of positive feedback from that presentation. And from there, we just kind of evolved into this three-and-a-half, four-hour workshop on March the 7th so I could go in a little more detail and help businesses and organizations in the city of Murray better understand the millennial generation.
Why do you think there's a need for this?
Sure. Well, the millennial generation is the largest generation that's moving into the workforce. About by the year 2020, it's projected that the workforce will consist of 40% millennials. So any organization, business, or community that's looking to the coming 5 to 10 years must make sure that they understand what motivates this generation, how they can best integrate and work with this generation in the workforce, and that'll help them maximize the impact of this large generation that is evolving and moving into our workforce. I think it's absolutely critical for any organization or business to understand them.
What difficulties do you see that people have trouble communicating with millennials in the workplace?
You know, I really don't think it's any different from just generational differences that come naturally along the process. So the millennials just happen to be bigger and more diverse than any generation in our history. Up until this point, at least, I should acknowledge that the centennial generation, or Generation Z as they're called, which are birthed age 18, are bigger and more diverse, but they haven't yet immersed into the workforce. But I think it's really about generational differences and understanding the millennials, their motivation, what has shaped their psychology, what are their preferred communication styles. So I don't think that it's any different than it has been for Gen Xers when they were coming into the workforce or baby boomers when they were coming into the workforce. The major difference would be that this is a larger, more diverse generation. And so to that extent, it's probably magnified the generational differences that you see as a natural workforce evolution.
Is there anything that you think millennials are not being taught going into the workplace?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there are a lot of myths about millennials and what they're not being taught as they go into the workplace. That's really one of the reasons that I began researching and thinking about my own experiences managing millennials over the past several years, is because my experience had been very positive with this generation. So I don't know that there's things that they're not being taught. I think that they prefer to do things differently, and as a result of that, older generations might look at them and think, well, they don't understand or they're not doing it the right way, when the truth is they're trying to make their own way in the workplace.
So how would you describe the way millennials do things as opposed to older generations?
Well, the traditionalist, for instance, which would be your oldest generation in the workplace, these are folks who are 70 years plus, and of course that is a shrinking generation in the workplace, but certainly still many of them are around. Their value of the 8-to-5 workday was very much you come to work, you work 8-to-5, you punch out, and you're done with work for the day. And that was the value that they entered the workforce with. That's the value that they expect others to enter the workforce with. The millennial generation may see the workday as more fluid. It's not that they won't work 8-to-5, but they're also willing to work beyond 5 for a project or a purpose that they think is meaningful. And they may want some time off in the middle of the day to go do something that they enjoy doing, whether that's volunteering at the Salvation Army, going to watch a kid's science contest, whatever it may be. The millennial sees the workday more fluidly, but that doesn't mean that they value work any differently, if that makes sense.
So how can these groups with these two different styles work together?
Well, we have to learn about each other. We have to understand what motivates each generation. And, of course, we paint in very broad brushstrokes. We talk about generations. Obviously, generations are made up of individuals who vary within each generation. But we have to communicate with one another, seek to understand each other. And in particular, I think it's critical that your baby boomers, your Generation Xers, and your millennials really sit down with one another, learn each other's value system, respect each other for where they are in their life stage development process, and then do their best to coincide harmoniously inside of the workplace. And that's another thing that I'd want to acknowledge, is a lot of the attributes that have been attributed to the millennial generation are often really should be attributed to their life stage process. In other words, when they're 20 to 24 years old, a millennial's motivation is very similar to what a Gen Xer's was at 20 to 24 years old. And as they continue to age up into adulthood and parenthood, then they're going to often look a lot like Generation X and Baby Boomers did at that same stage of life. So I think a lot of the attributes that many people gave to the millennials early on in this generation, they were attributing to the entire generation, when in all likelihood, it was really just about where they were in the stage of their lives. And if we can look back at ourselves when we were at that same stage, we'll see that were very similar. But for some reason or another, media decided to paint the generation based on the early 20s and didn't give them a lot of time to develop the maturity that comes with adulthood as you continue to work into your late 20s and early 30s. And now we're seeing millennials get into those ages, and we're realizing, well, they are buying homes the same way that Gen Xers bought homes. They are serving the community the same way baby boomers served in the community. So some of this is we have to let the generations learn about one another, and certainly we have to allow millennials to continue to mature along their life stages. And when they do, we'll see that they're pretty similar to all of us.
Do you think that as millennials get older, public perspective of them will change as well?
Yeah, I don't think it'll have any choice but to change, because there's such a large group impacting the workforce that what will happen here naturally over the next 5 to 10 years is millennials will become the biggest percentage of the workforce, so they will control the communication channels that define their generation. So as I said, by 2020, 40% of the workforce will be millennials. That will only continue to grow. So sure, perception will change because they'll become the most dominant force in the workforce. They'll be the managers and the CEOs and the vice presidents and the presidents, and they'll set the tone, they'll set the culture, they'll set the perception.